3311, or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing, we capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really love.
Is this the real bird? Is it nativity? Caught in a census in the town of his ancestry. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
He's just a poor boy, foretold by prophecy.
Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low.
This is how God's love shows.
It's a wondrous story. To me.
Mary just got the word. The angel did appear, but he told her not to fear. Mary, now it's just begun.
Shepherds watch over their flocks at night time.
Angels shine like lightning, very, very frightening.
Peace on earth, peace on earth, unto you is Mother's Day.
Just a shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a far family. Angels that go to the stable and see.
Wise men come, wise men go, will Herod let him live? Mary Joseph,
Mary Joseph, better go to me. To now, God has saved your son, prepared for me.
is how God's love shows.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. More than 3,100 coronavirus deaths are reported in the U.S. just yesterday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, the most during the pandemic, with more than 100,000 people hospitalized, according to the COVID tracking project. President-elect Biden says about people who say wearing a mask in public sacrifices their freedom.
Tell that to all the people who went to World War I and gave their lives, and World War II and the Korean War. And tell, I mean, come on.
I don't know what to say, except it's other people. Christmas,
not
and
you.
We're all in misery.
President Trump releases a 46-minute speech on social media repeating his claims of election fraud.
If we are right about the fraud, Joe Biden can't be president. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes.
Neither he nor his legal team have presented any evidence of such widespread fraud. America's listening to Fox News.
I hate them. I hate him. But I love you for listening. It's the way to wake up at 6:06.
Hottest gift this season? It's not an Xbox, not an Apple Watch, not an air fryer.
Give me a hint.
One showed up in the Utah desert, then it disappeared, then one showed up in Romania. Everybody's gonna want one. It's my monolith. Give them a mysterious structure of their very own.
Ho, ho, ho. So what are you hoping for?
I want a monolith.
Huh?
Put it in the yard. Confuse the neighbors. They'll wonder, is it a viral stunt? Is it ancient aliens? It's mysterious. It's my monolith.
I want one.
Order today. Not responsible for severe burns or radiation poisoning from exposure to my monolith. May be subject to surveillance, psychological testing, or mind control experiments. Do not stare at my monolith for longer than 15 seconds. Gorgon is the supreme ruler of the galaxy. Bow down or die, inferior earthlings. Limit one per customer. Happy holidays.
Fun.
I've never actually done a real radio show before. Just goofed around. Goofed around.
That's 4 hours what I of do. Radio brilliance.
Let's go.
This show's unairable.
We've got no things to do and no people to see.
I like your free-flowing format. It's totally different.
Oh, we should start the show.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's good stuff. What else you got?
All right, kids. It's showtime.
Our most electrifying moment of the morning is coming up, and it's very naughty.
So prepare thyselves. 9 minutes after six.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Not as cold as yesterday morning, but we're at 31 degrees, so it's the third freeze in 3 days and the third freeze of the season. We have a wind chill factor of 23. A milder day ahead. That's good news. It should be dry. We're looking for a high temperature cruising close to the 60-degree mark. Tonight, dry during the evening if you have evening plans. Risk of showers in the overnight hours. Not as cold. Overnight low 48. Then tomorrow, showers are likely. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, I suppose, with a high in the middle 60s. Then windy and cooler on Friday night. Timing is everything, as I always say. So over the weekend, the storm system's out of here. Cool sunshine, nice. Upper 50s daytime, 30s at night, and then cooler on Monday. Right now this morning, again, 31 degrees. Wind chill factor 23, 610.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Before I get to the actual electrifying story, you see the CDC is shorten the quarantine period from 14 to 10 days.
10 days,
Yep. And it reminded me of you because at about day 9 or 10, you were ready.
My gosh, I was so bored and no symptoms except tired.
But, too bad this didn't come out a month ago.
This is true.
At 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, what you're about to hear is what happens if you have one of those Elsa dolls. Do not let the batteries get low.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Because Elsa's voice is...
I'm afraid.
...affected.
Do it again. I like it.
I'm... What's her name?
Elsa.
I'm Elsa, and I don't like you.
Ooh. The old Talking Tina.
Remember that?
That was one of the
Talking great. Tina?
You have was talking... the name of the dad that the Talking Tina wanted to murder?
Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas.
Do you have that in the system by any chance, Talking Tina? No?
I think I do. Well, let's listen to Elsa. Once again, this is what happens in the Elsa doll when the batteries get low.
Oh, my God.
That's a little scary.
That is frightening.
Another doll news.
My name is Talking Tina.
Oh, there it is.
I don't think I like it.
Oh, my God. That is chilling. I just got a chill again.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that I remember watching that in reruns, of course, because I was much too young to see it live.
B-S. You still look great, Greg.
Thank you.
Sound like Seth.
Thank you, Jesse.
I sound like Seth.
Hey, you know, this is perfect for me. I have somebody here in the morning to give me a message of positivity. Somebody in the afternoon, although he copped out on joining us yesterday because you know why?
Why?
Uh-oh.
I shouldn't say it that way. I should go to my old buddy.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Work.
What?
Yeah, he said, they want me to put in extra hours here today. I said, you get your butt in here and work for free. And tell them to screw off. No, I didn't tell them that.
Yeah.
In these uncertain times, Seth Spotlow is somebody that brings...
We all need.
...some joy into the room, you know. And he does tell me that I look good. No matter
Sounds
what.
Like the name of an actor in a B-movie back in the 40s, too.
Yeah, that's true. And he's got... his own introduction.
Yeah. The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah.
Mr. Magic. Mr. Electric is the comedy that brought you Talking Tina and Sexy Elsa. And again, a reminder, if you don't want your kid bringing you a doll that's making guttural sounds, make sure the batteries stay fresh. In the meantime, when it comes to power, keeping yours on, addressing problems, doing installations of things that really you want a master certified electrician to do, you don't have to think about who to call anymore. Mr. Electric. Their business model is this. They hire only top-line certified master electricians. Two, when you need a situation or an estimate addressed, they come out at a time that's convenient for you, and your doorbell will ring at the time they're supposed to be there. Because it's happened, we've had them up to it 4 times. And every single time Mr. Electric shows up, they're there, like, literally to the second.
Wow.
They put in my generator at the house.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Generac. They give you an upfront price on the work. That is what you'll pay. They tidy up any debris that might be created from a repair or installation, and all you're left with is the great result that you called to get in the first place. 245-1566 is the number. 245-1566. Or visit MrElectric.com online. What's that current temperature?
31
again?
Degrees.
Good. I found the local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. And the Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced 2 people have been charged with murder in the case. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The last month of this horrible year. Murder hornets and COVID, we absentee voted and stayed home in fear. It's the last month of this horrible year. I'm so happy this year's almost gone. With corona infections and stupid election signs littering lawns, I'm so happy this year's almost gone. We hoarded toilet paper, wore masks on our faces, cruise passengers stuck in a boat. There was looting and fires while coronavirus made everyone have to stay home. It's the last month of this horrible year. Our vacations got canceled. Nobody could travel. Thanksgiving was weird. No, we can't take any more. And it shook us to our core. It's the last month of this horrible. Wait,
take it down, quick.
What's it say?
Ah, shut up.
This is our breaking holiday news.
Okay.
Sounder. So Jesse said, shared that Prattville has canceled their Christmas parade.
They have canceled their Christmas parade yesterday evening.
At the last minute.
They posted on the city page saying that due to the rise in COVID numbers and just due to the, you know, concern for safety of, you know, parade goers and all of that, they have elected to cancel it for this year.
Do we know about Millbrook?
Millbrook is still going on, as far as I know.
I'm doing that parade.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I would never miss a year.
They're having the parade just for Greg.
We didn't know we were...
We didn't see any emails.
I got one yesterday.
Oh.
And for some reason, they presumed... I didn't want to have done it, I think, 14 years. Something I really look forward to doing. And then I got a note from our new promotion director yesterday.
Oh, okay. Because
I had inquired what's going on.
I haven't seen any emails on parades this year.
Yeah, usually they send out a list. And Wetumpka, as far as I know, is still having theirs the following weekend, as they usually do.
Oh, so... Okay, so, yeah, that's Christmas on the Coosa you're talking about?
Yeah. And I love that parade, too. It's a little bit trickier to navigate the big bread box into a parking space. But... I just love the journey over the packed bridge into old downtown Wetumpka.
And the lights.
The lights are gorgeous. And I don't know if y'all have seen the trailer for HGTV with Aaron and Ben, you know, with the hometown makeover. There's a trailer out right now talking about some of the filming that they've been doing downtown.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, the revitalization. Right. And Sheryl Crow was down there a couple of weeks ago doing some filming and stuff for them. So
Sheryl Crow. Where do they shoot? Where's that place?
You know, they're shooting all over the city because they've, you know, picked certain houses and businesses and things to redo. So, I mean, they're shooting all over downtown Wetumpka and doing an awesome revitalization historic project. It's pretty
That's
amazing.
That's not airing yet, though, right?
Not yet, but there is a trailer out. If you go to HGTV on Facebook and look for the trailer.
What's the target date for airing?
You know, I don't know. I haven't looked at that specifically. I'll need to... call a friend of mine and find out, but I'm sure I can find
out. It's so exciting that Wetumpka's getting all this national, but I just want to, not to get political here, but Becky Gerritsen put Wetumpka on the national map 10 years ago. That's when everybody started hearing that word, Wetumpka.
You know, it's awesome. Everything, you know, we had planned to play several events down there this year for the city. You know, we were going to have a big catfish, you know, tournament, all of this great stuff. It was going to be awesome. And then, of course, COVID hit, so we had to kind of postpone some things. And
when does this end?
So COVID over.
I'm over COVID. I'm so over it.
Hey, but I got a test yesterday that I have the antibodies.
Oh, good.
So that was a good. That was good news.
Hey, that was good.
Did you see what I said to our president erect? Excuse me. today. I'm sorry.
I don't think he.
That was a complete accident on my part.
It's Thursday. We get to have a little bit more fun on Thursday and Friday.
The mayor of L.A. says it's time to cancel everything. I think it's time to cancel him.
I think it's time to cancel all government stuff that's going on right now because I'm sick of all of them.
But if you look at the screen, Rich, you'll see my touching message, too.
And you're not in Facebook jail?
Not yet.
Not yet. He might be. I see you've got a couple of folks already commenting.
As far as him being president...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
6:23. I think we have time to sneak this message from Dr. Frouchy in while we get ready for our TV thing.
All about our lights.
And our TV hit today is all about a new technology. I mean, it gets creepier and creepier. We're going to hear what this is all about.
How COVID stole Christmas, as read by me, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Every American in America liked Christmas a lot. But COVID, that nasty virus, really did not. COVID hated Christmas and the whole Christmas scene. So when he was around, no family gatherings. He stopped people from shopping during this festive time. So everyone did their gift buying, well, online. So no one should get close in the holiday snow. Only elbow bump when you're under the mistletoe. Christmas dinner can't happen. No one can eat. You can't pass the roast beast when you're distant 6 feet. But what happened then? Will COVID go away? A vaccine was approved 10 months early. Hooray. It feels like we'll have this thing around like forever. But don't worry. Pretty soon, we can all get together. Wear your masks, people!
Coming up later, Portland wages war on porta-potties.
What did you like tell they don't me have about bigger Portland issues yesterday? It was something. Oh, the car issue, stealing cars.
Yeah, number one place for car theft, arson, and a few other crimes, and they're worried about porta potties. That's I don't understand. I mean, I'm usually am pretty good at being able to figure out motivations behind. I cannot stand in the other shoes anymore. I just can't do it.
There's another Christmas parade going on, too, that we failed to mention. Mm. Vida Christmas Parade.
What?
Which, you know, Vida is out near, it's off Highway 82. They have an awesome little Christmas parade. We used to participate in it all the time. No, there's not even a caution light, but I tell you, they have a lively Christmas parade.
Do you remember what Enterprise is famous for and their Christmas parade?
Rental cars?
No. It's a parade of one. One person, and it gets national attention every year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, alrighty.
Body language during meetings. It can monitor facial expressions and analyze speech patterns to see if you're paying attention.
Did it?
Just want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
we're watching
morning
closely to make sure you guys are paying attention and are interested for a whole conversation.
For a minute there, we were a little surprised.
We were surprised, yeah.
We thought you were rehearsing.
And yeah.
They caught me off guard, too. Since Jalea's not here, we can't use all the bumps with the pictures anymore.
Oh, I see. So there's no bumps. We were waiting for that. Camera.
That's what we were waiting for. It was like, well, wait a minute. Are we going live? We are.
So it's Jalea's fault.
Yeah. Live TV, everyone.
Well, you can blame it. Likely excuse. Jalea's not there, so you can blame it on her.
Yeah. do bosses really need a nap? To see if you're
good
bored.
Ones don't. Good
no
ones don't. They really don't. A good boss will know if he's doesn't have his employees engaged, and will address that. You know, he'll. How can I tweak my messaging so that people, you know, pay attention to what I have to say?
I bet you've worked at places, and not this place. We don't meet a lot, but I bet you've worked at some places. I sure have.
Ooh.
Where you just meet
every
too many
day
times. And if I meet with one more consultant in
it's
my
those
life
meetings that you're like, this could have been an email.
Right.
This
exactly
really could have been an email.
Own. Thank you.
Yeah. If I meet with one more consultant in my life,
I'm totally with Rich on that. In fact, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I used to work in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah. At WLS, and one of the things I loved about our program director, he had this box in his office, and it was filled with sand. It was a very thin box, and on the front of it, it said "Consult Ant Farm," and he actually had ants inside the box.
No, no.
What?
I love it. That's a great thing. We used to call them insultants.
Insultants.
Well, you know what? If you're a consultant and you're listening, I'm sure you're very good at what you do, but most consultants, in my experience, they're telling you what to do because they can't do it themselves.
Well,
and I don't like that.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, I know what you're saying. And there's
all these consultants are sitting at home right now, and they're like, oh, surveys show that you don't talk bad about consultants. Stop that. No more of that.
Stop it.
Okay.
That's right.
Stop it.
There'll probably be a meeting after the news this morning to address that.
Let me show you an air check from a station in
There's
Peoria.
An email from HR coming in.
Oh, my. We're all fired.
But where does this end when they've got technology so that, I mean, what is it? They put a patch on you that feeds biofeedback into a machine, and the boss can look at a graph on the machine and tell who's
healthy and who's not.
I think our sales department is meeting with Zoom by Zoom now. I'm guessing probably you folks do a lot of maybe Zoom meetings, no? Yes?
We do a lot in the music business.
Yeah, that's how they do most of their interviews now is Zoom.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
This is basically a Zoom meeting that we do every morning. We're doing
yeah, that's cool true. Though.
Yeah, but we got the best equipment. That's the
and
cool
the better
part
food
of what we do.
Too.
Yeah,
the better food.
Better
but
food.
Where does this end? At what point does this end? Are you going to be? It's so Big Brother.
Need to invest in this. Can you not just read somebody's face or
exactly
their phone? You know
right.
they're not engaged. Right. Or
how much? How disconnected can we create our population? I think is their goal in technology.
Mm. Yeah. I actually studied body language.
It's like we need the technology to connect us, and it's like, no, there's so many, even though we're not in the same spot, you guys could tell I wasn't ready at the beginning of the segment. I could tell you
guys. We weren't even ready.
We were shocked.
Like, you stay so connected to people on social media, but that keeps you farther apart, actually.
It like, does.
I can keep it's up true. With them, but how many people in your Facebook friend list do you actually talk to?
That's,
right.
That's a good point. That's true. So you studied body language, and I'm afraid to ask anymore.
For a semester, you see, I knew he'd go there. I don't need a monitor to figure out where this bad boy's going to go. No, I studied body language for a semester at Illinois, uh-huh. and it's still useful today because there are things you can, if you have some eyes right. and some brains, you can read people and what they're thinking
well, yeah.
and whether or not they are engaged. You don't need this new technology.
You can tell if they care. Rap.
Rap.
More body language lessons from Greg on another morning. That is all the time we got this morning, you guys. Have a great one.
See ya.
We'll check back in with you tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday goodness. Through Friday starting at 6.
So that was the deal. There was no bumper.
There's no bumper music, so it's just like, oh, we're starting flat.
And I love the fact that they were honest. That's because Jalea is...
Right.
And by the way, in case you missed it, Jalea, who we absolutely love and adore, and...
She's fine. She's just not there anymore.
She is moving up to Indianapolis.
Moving on up.
And I remember we all had that breakfast with them over at... Sinclair's that time?
Well, yeah, it was more brunch yeah. Uh-huh.
I told her then, I said, you're going to be, yeah. you're absolutely a top market candidate. She has so much upside. She's the whole package.
Oh,
not
yeah.
a phony bone in her body. That's what I love. Mm-hmm. When we had our chats on the air.
She was so fun for this segment. Not that Andrew's a
oh,
great.
No, we love
Andrew's
him.
Great.
I mean, look, how
and,
much.
And Ryan is always Ryan.
Ryan is Ryan, and Ryan is a brand. I mean, that's how well established he is. But. You know, you these are young people that have great potential, and hey, I see, for me, I started in Chicago, I've been working my way down ever since.
No, don't look at it that way.
Actually, I've had no, of course not.
People who have worked in the top markets and then get into another market situation feel so much less. Stressed and so much more fulfilled.
Well, and here's
this
the thing.
This is paradise.
Yeah. Let's be honest. You have the best working crew now than you probably ever did.
When
did
they, get here?
Everybody here is major market.
When did they get here?
The afternoon people?
Yeah, the afternoon folks. Yeah.
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 Isn't
it adorable?
Yeah. The thing is, have you seen this reduction in force? If you read the media trades? No Heart Radio.
Oh.
Hundreds. Now, they did a batch back when the pandemic gave them an excuse to cut people loose. Hundreds, maybe, I don't know, over 1,000 now on the list.
The one named after a cloud, too.
Yeah. They're just, it's nonstop. And all my friends that I left behind in Florida who kind of, oh, you're going to Montgomery, Alabama, huh? Well, good luck with that. One's a flight attendant. Another guy went into real estate. Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing. And the sad part is so many of these cuts that are going on across the country are young people who had this radio dream like we did or the media dream.
Listen, I had opportunities to move up to a bigger market, and I was more comfortable being the guy that everybody knew and for, you know, a long time.
This is paradise. And as... I aged gracefully. You know what I love? The manageability. And for somebody like me, manageability is very important. I'll be down in Florida in a couple of weeks, and every time I go down there, I have the same thought. How the hell did I live here for almost 25 years with the insanity?
I couldn't work in a cold market anymore, by the way.
It is 6:34, and we'll check traffic for the first time this morning. Rich has the timeline for December the 3rd.
I do.
Coming up, Jones Brothers Roofing has the expertise and eight decades of experience when it comes to assessing any issue with the roof, and usually find out there's a problem the hard way because you walk into a room and there's a water stain. Perhaps I know somebody who realized they had a roof issue because it was cold, they had the heat on in their house, and it just didn't cool. They realized that the air was coming in. Yeah, and it wasn't a giant hole in the roof. It was enough, though, to allow the wind in, so the heat never got a chance to work. These are things that can end up costing you a lot more than the cost of a repair. Reach out for people that have been treating people right for eight decades. And not only do that, but if you go to jbroof.com, they offer a wide portfolio of things that will help you to enjoy a nicer, more energy-efficient home. Replacement windows. We've done screen doors with them. They do it all. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com at 635. Traffic.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident reported near Cherry and Ann Street. That's going to be in the vicinity of the Burger King, right near Walmart on Ann. Just use caution there. That's a minor one. They should get it into a parking lot pretty quickly. Elsewhere around Montgomery, got light to moderate traffic. I-65 and 85 looking good with no issues this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at Brubaker.com.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in
here. As 6:38 with the timeline for December the 3rd. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
338th day of the year. There are 28 days left of this beloved year called 2020. Today's National Day of People with Disabilities. It's National Roof Over Your Head Day. Thank God I've got a roof over my head that is paid for. 1818, Illinois becomes the 21st state.
Really? Illinois?
Illinois. On the state in 1922, the first Technicolor movie was shown in New York City. 1931, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Alka-Seltzer goes on sale for the first time. That was these guys on Madison Avenue that came up with those phrases that we can still say years later.
Yeah.
LSMFT means Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
So those go back a long way.
1947, a streetcar named Desire opens on Broadway. Stella! Marlon Brando's famous cry in the Broadway stage. 1965, Beatles' sixth studio album released on this day, Rubber Soul. I remember it under the Christmas tree in 1965. Oh, my gosh. Brian Wilson still says it's the inspiration for Pet Sounds. Pretty high compliment. 1966, Lou Alcindor, who did he become?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You're right. He played his first college basketball game for UCLA and scored 56 points.
You remember the one of the biggest sports events, I think, in the late 60s was the UCLA-Houston game? It was a regular season game, but the UCLA had Alcindor, and I forget who was on Houston, but it was somebody who wanted to become a megastar.
Wow.
Big, big hype.
Huh.
They played it in the Astrodome to accommodate the crowd.
Is that right?
Yeah.
1967, we talked about heart transplants yesterday.
Yes.
This is the day that Christian Bernard performed the world's first successful heart transplant. So he did it before...
Well, the other guy got the artificial heart.
Artificial heart. So this is
Bernard
this
was
is
the doctor performing the transplant.
Gotcha.
A human heart.
Gotcha. On this date in 68, big show on NBC, Elvis Presley's famous comeback special. He was a little chubby back then.
I just watched that whole saga on Reels over the weekend. They had, the whole Elvis thing. You know, the comebacks, mm-hmm. the ups, downs, reinventing himself, all the stuff he had to do.
1969, the Rolling Stones record Brown Sugar. Single went to number one. Where do you think it was recorded? It was in London, and it was in New York City.
I'm going to guess Alabama at Muscle Shoals.
You are so... Right. Muscle Shoals, Alabama. It was becoming the hotbed of where you want to record your songs. Brown Sugar. Now our song of the day. It was a shocker to me. I did not know that this is a cover from the Isley Brothers from 1962. It's redone by this group in 68, covered several times. Here's the hit version. Group of boys from Youngstown, Ohio. The Human Beings. Nobody. Nobody. But me.
No.
No.
Nobody can do the
thing
like I do.
No.
Nobody can do the
thing. No. No.
Nobody can do.
You call them a garage band?
Yes.
No doubt about it. Youngstown, Ohio, and there are so many great bands that came out of northeastern Ohio, and that is why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there, because it's the undisputed capital of rock and roll in the world. It's the town where rock and roll was given its name by a disc jockey, Alan Freed.
There's an episode of The Office that opens with the cast of The Office doing a music video to that song.
Is that right? Nobody but me?
It's really cool.
I love that song. You played it the other morning to start the show, and I think it's great. On this date in 73, Ringo Starr released his song, You're 16, You're Beautiful, But You're Highly Illegal. It was his second straight number one single. It would never fly today.
No, I don't think so.
69, according to urban legend, John Lennon was asked to play the title role in Jesus Christ Superstar. You think that happened?
I could see why they would offer it to him.
Right. Yeah. In 79 on this date, oh, man, and WKRP did a great tribute to this. You know what I'm about to talk about?
Yeah,
this is the 11 people were killed in the crush of fans at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum, where The Who was performing. KRP did such a well-crafted, well-written episode about this horrible incident. 1990, ABC's Nightline aired Madonna's Justify My Love during an interview after MTV banned the video because it was too...
risque?
Hot. 1994, Adam Sandler did the Hanukkah song for the first time on SNL's Weekend Update.
Remind me, Hanukkah starts on the 10th. We want to make sure we have our Hanukkah.
He keeps updating it every year, doesn't he?
Yeah, I believe he does, like the Thanksgiving song.
1999, Madeleine Kahn died of ovarian cancer at the age of 57. When I think of Madeleine Kahn, I'm sure she did a lot of other movies besides the Mel Brooks, Blazing Saddles, and Young Frankenstein, but she was perfect for those roles, Madeleine Kahn.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut.
Oh, I love it.
So perfect.
2014, Darren Wilson, the police officer who shot dead an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown, in Ferguson, Missouri, resigns. When we remember all of that, crap. 5 years ago, in 2015, Scott Weiland of the Stone Temple Pilots found dead on his tour bus. Cause of death, let's see, accidental overdose of cocaine, MDA, alcohol. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. 2017, the first pizza party in space held by astronauts on the International Space Station. Boy, how about a delivery?
You got to get it there in 30 orbits or less.
You got to tip that guy, right?
Yeah, man. They probably charge you like extra.
2018, 7-year-old Ryan of Ryan's Toys Review is the year's highest paid YouTube star. The kid earned $22 million off of YouTube at age 7.
What were we doing that year while the 7-year-old was out earning?
He's reviewing toys. Andy Grammer is 37 today. Brian Bonsall, you ask, who in the world is that? Thank you for asking, because he is that little kid on Family Ties. He's 39. The guy who single-handedly brought down the record industry, Sean Parker, is 41. He's involved with setting up, what was the music sharing service, Jay?
Napster?
Napster.
The first one.
And then everything changed after that day. Yeah. The genie was out of the bottle, as they say. Brendan Fraser is 52 today. Daryl Hannah, you call her a cougar, is 60 today. What do you call Ozzy Osbourne? He's 72.
Lucky to be alive is what I call him.
I would say you're right. We're 22 days till Christmas, 28 days till New Year's Eve, and 119 days until opening day in Major League Baseball. That's your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
For the second day in a row, it's somebody hurting the timeline. Dr. Christian Bernard.
Yeah, there you go.
Performer of the first human heart transplant. He deserves this honor. And it's in his name. Somebody later this afternoon will win a pair of Dr. B burgers. You got to try these. They're different. They're not on the menu at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard, but you've got to try the Baumhauer approach to burger making. It's awesome. Have it with some crinkle cut fries, your favorite beverage, and take a friend. If you can remember, jot the name down, Dr. Christian Bernard. And I'll need that answer in the form of the question, because it is the Daily Double Doctor of the Day, so we're honoring Alex Trebek. So if you are caller 7, you say, who is Dr. Christian Bernard? And you are a winner. Got all that? I hope everybody found it easy to understand.
So. Mm-hmm.
At 6:48, if you're planning any kind of holiday travel, don't forget Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. With 3 locations to serve you, we have a Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon coming up again Friday. I believe we're doing Alabama. Was Alabama playing LSU?
It is. The SEC switched it. It was going to be Arkansas. Now it's going to be LSU. CBS 7 o'clock game.
Get with Don Duncan's three locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from a very convenient location. Downtown at 408 Madison Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're freezing this morning, but we'll have a quick turnaround. Today will be a milder day. We'll be cruising close to the 60-degree mark. So a mostly cloudy day as the storm system approaches, but we're dry during the day today, and I think we're dry during the evening tonight. Oh. But showers arrive in the overnight hours tonight with... the overnight low temperature, boy, what a change. We're talking about low tonight, 48 instead of 31. Yeah. That's a big change. Tomorrow, showers likely. Can't rule out some thunder, I suppose, with a high in the mid-60s. Windy and cooler Friday night. The storm system edges out of here just in time for the weekend. So cool sunshine over the weekend, but nice. Upper 50s daytime, 30s at night, and then cooler again on Monday. Right now, that east wind at 8 miles per hour is making that 31-degree temperature feel like 23. That's the wind chill factor at 650.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, random facts coming up next hour. That'll be followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question up next. A few assorted sundry items in our cheap and trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, hope you're having a nice ride into work this morning. We have one problem at South Decatur and Arba. Traffic lights are out right there. That's going to be right at I-85 at the bridges, so use caution. Elsewhere, we've got light to moderate traffic, a little bit of congestion, East South Boulevard, Narrow Lane Road, Norman Bridge a little busy this morning. And Atlanta Highway is beginning to build a little bit from East Boulevard all the way down to Federal Drive in Madison. I-65 and 85 looking good. Everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross Dress for Less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Twenty-two shopping days till Christmas. There are two gifts we all need. A case of booze and a COVID vaccine.
Every great pool has a great pool partner. And I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years. That's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
shortwave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Got a traffic blurb from our friend Bo Holt.
Yes, good morning. Hey. Okay. I was on the power flashed at my house this morning, didn't think anything of it. I'm on my way to work. Once I got to where Carter Hill Road hits Norman Bridge and it becomes Decatur or whatever, traffic signals are out. They're out all the way from Union Street, underneath the Arba and South Street and all that, and lots of them are still flashing downtown. Hmm. And apparently nobody in the world knows that you treat an traffic light as a four-way stop.
They don't.
So if you're in... No. If you're in downtown, be careful because there's a lot of idiots running around out there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So I wonder if it was an accident that caused the power outage or what it was.
I don't know. I said the power. I live over where Cloverdale meets Edgewood, mm-hmm. and my power flickered this morning, and so for it to have affected all the way downtown, I guess it's something kind of big.
All right.
So
well, we appreciate the heads up on that.
Thanks.
You bet. Y'all have a good morning.
You too. Thanks.
All right, we'll skip the cheap and trashy intro and get right to it today.
Oh, no bumper for that either?
Well, darn.
I didn't realize it would cause
No,
such,
I was talking
it's
about no
such
bumper.
Unrest.
No bumper going into our TV spot.
Yeah, that was it's a bumperless day. On TV tonight, Bugs Bunny's 24-carat holiday special on HBO Max. Okay. What a bunch of crap. Bugs, I'm sorry, the Congress should pass a law. Bugs should be free. Home Free convinced Alabama to join them for a performance of Christmas in Dixie, and I'm only shocked at the title because we all remember...
What the outrage Dixie causes.
Yeah, you know, the chicks. How are they doing these days? They must be selling up place after place.
Oh, they're not.
They're hanging out with Lady A.
Yeah, I gave Lady A a second name. Sure did. Anyway, it's Home Free's Warmest Winter Holiday Special. Streaming on their website. Everything Nash, the source for information. 48 NBA players have tested positive for the coronavirus. Their preseason starts December 11th, and their season starts on the 22nd. These players will obviously have to be cleared before they can return to training camp. A few passings yesterday, Olympic star Rayford Johnson at age 86. He was one of the people that that helped Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, he was his bodyguard.
Yeah. George Plimpton and Rosie Grier were also on the scene when Bobby was assassinated. Hall of Fame wrestler Pat Patterson.
Pat Patterson, yeah.
At age 79. And British-Australian actor Hughes Keys-Byrne, 73. He played the villain Toe Cutter in the original Mad Max back in 79. Let's see. Best and worst TV shows, Entertainment Weekly, out with their annual list. Number one, what do you think? I'll count down the top five for you when I get
TV that. Shows of this year?
Of 2020.
Of 2020?
Yeah.
There hasn't been a lot of TV this year.
You're going to notice that when I give you the top
five. Is there any Netflix stuff? Or does it just count
there's
network?
There's a couple of Netflix things. And the one you're all raving about, The Crown?
It's probably not on there.
No, it's number six.
Wow. Okay.
Have you watched any more?
No, I haven't. We had a show yesterday over at Wild Wing, so I had to kind of get busy for that.
Jay, did you start Queen Gambit yet?
No, not yet.
I got you.
So what's number five?
Well, it looks like P-E-N-I-S, but it's Pen 15. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my Lord.
And yeah, that's exactly the point.
What's the
I haven't watched it. I haven't watched it. I've only seen the title, just like you're saying. And that's the point, though, is to make it look like it says that. But
tonight on The Penis on Hulu.
It's Pen 15.
The Vow on HBO is number four.
That's a documentary about a cult.
See, I don't get these. I can't afford HBO.
You watched HBO this past weekend, though,
for
I think.
Free.
For free.
Yeah.
Free.
All the Showtimes and all the HBOs
He's in radio,
were free.
Jay. It's low budget.
Hey, at least I got Midway for free.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, he writes it off on his taxes.
Oh. Only in Alabama.
And when he gets those free channels, there's no Sunday movie at Richie's house.
Does anybody else want to chime in on this?
Sure. 272-9228.
The Midnight Gospel on Netflix was number three.
I want to see what that is, because I had not heard of that.
Midnight Gospel?
What is Ted Lasso?
That's on Apple TV.
Right.
But I don't know exactly what it is, but it's on Apple TV.
And where's the Midnight Gospel at?
That's on Netflix, and I don't know what that is. What about Better Call Saul? Is that in there?
Number one.
Number one? Yeah. Really?
I don't know why, because it's gone downhill a little bit.
Worst shows of the year.
Uh-oh.
They have five of those. Number one was anything on Quibi.
That ended yesterday, that whole thing. That Quibi shut down, yeah.
Well,
it's done. Yeah. It lasted 8 months.
8 months, and then somebody put billions to launch that.
They did, because what was it? Reno was on there, I think?
Yeah.
But you could have it on your device, but